Berylum Sports.
Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. And regular Verulam Sport listeners and podcast listeners will appreciate we have for a long time now been a massive, massive supporter of the wonderful work that Kickoff at Three continues to do to unite communities through the power of sport. And we're excited now to be joined by one of their exceptional support team, the wonderful Teresa Clements. Teresa, welcome to Verulam Sports. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, thank you, Tony. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, honestly, we're massive appreciators of everything that the great people at Kickoff at Three do. Teresa, first of all, can you just explain a little bit about your links to Michael Wallace and the great team at Kickoff at Three?
Yeah, well, to be honest, it's approximately, you know, about 2 years ago. I mean, I've lived in St Albans and around the area and for over 20 years. And we just picked up through a friend that there was an open mic event in a backstreet village pub in St Albans, and it involved football and it involved the Ollie Foundation and all sorts of like weird and wonderful things that you wouldn't normally see on a Sunday afternoon in, a local kind of tavern in St Albans. And I was intrigued, and my daughter plays football. She's 12, and my son is 21, has always been involved in league football. And I just thought this would be a nice, and it was an open mic, so there were artists there, and it involved football. It involved so many different types of kind of media, if you like. I just thought this would be a really interesting thing to take my daughter to. And so off we trotted one Sunday afternoon at the end of the summer holidays, and I had the most fantastic experience because it was the first time in all the years that I've lived locally that I've actually felt, oh my gosh, you know, this is like completely diverse. This is, we've got like rock artists here, we've got rappers from London, we've got just local poets, you know, reciting. We've got the Ollie Foundation. We've got, the Kickoff at Three promoting. It was just the most amazing afternoon for a quiet Sunday afternoon. And my daughter loved it, absolutely loved it. We entered the raffle. We never, like most people would say, Tony, we never win raffles. And so we entered the raffle, and lo and behold, we won it. And it was just like a complete fluke. So we won the raffle, and Michael phoned us up and said, oh my god, you know, you've won the raffle, which was, my daughter won tickets to go and see Arsenal play, because Michael is, you know, Kickoff at Three has so much support and sponsorship.
Absolutely.
Well, not sponsorship, but just donations and just voluntary contributions. And we were like, wow, we just trotted up there one afternoon on a Sunday just because we liked the look of the local advertisement, the flyer, the thing on social media, and it appealed to us as a family. Anyway, so that's where our kind of link with Kickoff at Three started. And I just got to know a bit more about it. I was really impressed that afternoon for lots of reasons. As a resident of the local area, but also as a black resident of the local area, seeing the community come together in the way that it did was quite significant. And when I say the community, it was the diverse nature of the community.
Do you know what? You've really, in your own experience of Kickoff at Three there, kind of encapsulated everything that we've come to know and expect of them. It is just the sheer array of strands that they put together in a very creative way. But that underlying ethos of diversity and inclusivity is what they're all about. And that's why we have really enjoyed kind of supporting them over the many, many years that we have.
Absolutely. We came away from there feeling, you know, it just was us. It just smacked of who we are in this century, living in this area, and but also side by side with a whole diverse group of people. Like I said, you know, rock bands and poets and rappers, and it was just amazing. And I just thought, this is a good cause. This is really something that I'd like to be involved in.
And do you know what? I love that you won a raffle there. I've got to tell you, as you rightly say, Teresa, not many people do. In all my days bumbling through planet Earth, never yet have I won a raffle. One day we might get lucky.
We could not believe it. We could. When Michael phoned us and said you'd won the raffle, my daughter and I were like, what tickets to Arsenal? but that made me realise that. So this was just in a very small local pub in the back garden, you know, the garden pub in St Albans. But for him to be able to secure that as a raffle prize, that really awakens me to how significant what they're doing and trying to do is.
And do you know what? Honestly, I seriously always salute Michael Wallace, and not just himself. He's very much always to the forefront in stating that it is eminently a team force and a force for good.
Yeah.
But it's what people sometimes forget, because they are so professional at what they do. They put so many hours into it. 100% voluntary, a not-for-profit organisation. And I just think, Teresa, for me, sometimes you just turn on the news and, I don't know, despair for the human race. And for lots of different reasons, but that's why I've got so much admiration for Michael and team, because they're under no illusions. They're not going to change the world. There's no magic wand, but they are actively making forces for good, and more importantly, giving opportunities and demonstrating what we can do when we do unite. And it's great, Teresa, that you experienced that in that environment. As you say, in that little kind of pub element, it's just eye-opening, isn't it, what they achieve?
Well, totally. I mean, for the length of time, I mean, I've been living in St Albans since my uni days, you know, since the age of like 18, 19. I won't tell you what age I am now, but I celebrated a particularly significant birthday recently. But never experienced anything like it in my life. So living in this area, and I really was pleased that I took my daughter, who at the time was 11.
Yeah.
And she, you know what they're like. They trog along with you to local places and restaurants and everything. She absolutely, it was her. It was just what she was into. It was everything. And it was a great experience. And so that got me interested. The raffle prize was an aside, but Michael kept me in the loop as a result of a lot of the work that he's doing and a lot of the events. And, you know, I kind of linked into them. And after a while, I remember just WhatsApping Michael, and I just said, I just love what you're doing. I just think it's so significant.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, for what they do with zero resource, really, but just the sheer will of a collective of very, very powerful, very kind of focused individuals astonishes me and, you know, continues to be impressive. But what was impressive, Teresa, again, when the thing there in your lovely anecdote that you highlighted is it isn't just sports. They embrace all kinds of different modes and mediums to engage communities and unite, but sport is important, and obviously kickoff at 3 is kind of almost what brought them to the table. And I know very recently, I think just back in September, there was a tournament in our area. I think it was held at London Colney, Cotlandswick Leisure Centre, and I think there was a bit of a local victory. Tell us a little bit more about that, Teresa.
Like I said to you, when I first got in, you know, went was a, you know, just was attracted to the going to the event. It was the football thing. My daughter likes football. My son has played all his young life, and him and his mates have now got to the age where they do a five-a-side, you know, now and again. But what do you know? What's really interested me, if I'm going to be honest, is the whole name Kickoff at 3.
Yes.
And I've never asked Michael where that comes from, but I just remember my son getting to a certain age and, you know, basically once they're allowed to go out to pubs and, you know, football, getting up for 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock on a, well, 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning to get to a football match. And I thought he must have called it Kickoff at 3 because he knows that the majority of boys, when they get to a certain age, actually don't get out of bed till 2.
the guy knows what he's doing. I tell you what, he's
it's a brilliant name. A brilliant name. And if you want to, you keep them engaged in football, you keep going. So anyway, so my involvement with the London Coney event in particular came about for lots of different reasons. And also, you know, with regard to why I support Michael. So I just, my children have been involved in football all their lives. My daughter is heavily involved in football. My son has been all his life. And I just, from seeing the previous events that Michael has held at the Warren, and, you know, just the level of, just seems the level of engagement that, that the boys get is so great. And I've got to be honest with you, as a parent who's been on the sideline for approximately, you know, the last 20 years, watching my children play, and the aggression that comes, I'm going to be honest with you now, Tony, the aggression that comes on the sideline from parents and from opposition and things, and that, you know, borders on, you know, quite dodgy ground when it comes to unconscious bias and all sorts of issues. I've really struggled with that as a parent. And when my son got to about 14, I stopped going to matches because I used to let his dad take him because I couldn't stand the kind of...
It's the atmosphere, isn't it, I guess?
It's the atmosphere. He was a good player, you know. And I'm going to say this, and I think, you know, he was a big black defender and he made it to district and got a lot of stick. Got a lot of stick from... you know, because he's good at what he does. And what was so significant about the event that I went to recently in St Albans, London Coney, was that I have seen, because I, you know, as an experienced parent on the sideline, what I witnessed at that event was some of the best football that I've seen, you know, for a long time. These players that turned up from all over, and I was really impressed that a team came from, they got a train and a bus to come, you know, from Enfield, I believe. I was just ultra impressed with the standard of play, the level of adult participation, positive adult participation, because Michael and Ashley set that standard right from the beginning. You know, this is how we, this is how it's going to be. And the boys just thrived, and we just witnessed, my daughter and I, all after, my son was working, so he couldn't come, but my daughter just witnessed this buzz of, we're here, we're safe. We might have a little argument because we're passionate about football, like footballers do, but there's lots of adults around that will mentor and talk through, and there was no sideline criticism from adults or anything. It was just so positive. And you could just see the boys and, you know, the girl. It was, we had one girl player at that event. But they were just thriving. And I said to my daughter, when we you know, I was particularly delighted because the team that won, I did some promotion for Michael in the village, and I was just thinking, are they going to come? It's the first time anything like this has happened. So the team that won was a mixture of youngsters from the village and St Albans. But we left, my daughter and I left, and I said, did you enjoy it? And she said, Mum, it was such a great atmosphere. She's never said that to me after her league football matches at the weekend. She said it was such a great atmosphere. We were hooked right to the end, right to the final. And then as we were driving down a road on the way back home, we saw two of the players, a part of the team that won, walking back home proudly. Now, we're talking about 16-year-olds, walking back home down the high street with their cup, their medals around their neck. And that, for me, was what it was all about.
Absolutely. And do you know, again, it's always, it kicks off, to use a pun, right from the start when they have like a minute silence. So it's one of the signatures of the kickoff at three tournaments. And I'm very excited to be at the final, coming up in the Warren again very soon. We'll build up to that. But you just see it on social media, and it must be even more powerful live, where youngsters, without a single you know, anybody kind of going against it, it's a united element, just for 1 minute are in total silence, and you can feel the respect, you can hear a pin drop. It's kind of eerie, but all those kind of thoughts to lots of people have lost lives in recent times and are linked to that. but it's, again, it focuses the mind and it sets the tone. And I think that is one of the emblems of what they do so well. And then it just translates. And like you say, it's amazing, Teresa, isn't it? When you don't have those kind of angry parents screaming vitriol, all of a sudden youngsters kind of thrive, don't they?
Yeah, totally. And that's what we witnessed. And I think my daughter was really, really surprised because, you know, she's a good player. She's witnessed, sideline aggression from adults. Mm. And I've had to take dispute with Hertfordshire FA over it. But I'll leave it there. But she was totally, mum, that it was like the best thing we'd ever seen, because I just knew that these players just felt supported, they felt safe, they felt encouraged, they just felt good about themselves. And that's what we want for our young people.
Absolutely. There's going to be more of the same in the next one. It's going to be a big one. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be there. It's at the Warren in Croydon, open to all 14 to 16 year olds, mixed teams, single sex teams, still a chance to get involved and experience the magic of a kickoff at three tournament, seven a side tournament, this one. And last day for entries is actually today, Friday. So still time, but don't hesitate, don't prevaricate. You won't regret getting involved here and check kickoff at three across social media. Michael is incredibly busy and sometimes leaves me exhausted just watching this gentleman work on Twitter. But they are awesome, truly they are. Check out www.kickoff@at3.co.uk. I'll repeat that, www.kickoff@at3.co.uk. If you are considering this, if you are even curious, get involved. Today is the last day to enter a team, but it's going to be a great day full of fun, respect, and an opportunity to do yourself proud, represent your area, and win some silverware. And Teresa, I believe there could well be a few scouts on the patrolling the event.
I swear they're missing a trick. We saw the most amazing football. Some of the boys we saw, some of the players were just phenomenal. We were standing there thinking, how come these aren't, in professional clubs, these guys? Amazing.
But this is what it's all about. It's about providing opportunity and a platform. And I do believe a little birdie has told me there will be scouts in attendance. At the end of the day, though, even if it's not just for that, because these things happen, if you get yourself in contention, you just don't know. But what you can be assured of is a wonderful environment where you will be encountering like-minded individuals, where you'll get a true sense of community and a real fair, fun, competitive environment. It's truly magic. I cannot wait to be there at the Warren. It's on the 18th, Sunday the 18th of October. Today, Friday the 9th, is the final day to enter. Remember, it's totally inclusive, which is another signature of kickoff at three. So it could be mixed teams. It could be, girls and lads, get involved. If you are aged 14 to 16, check out www.kickoff@at3.co.uk. Teresa, I can't wait for the 18th. I really hope you're going to be there. But for tonight, I've thoroughly
enjoyed it. Can I add an address?
Yeah, please,
there, Tony.
Please go on.
Croydon Road, Bromley. Croydon Road, Bromley.
Nice one. Thanks ever so much for getting the data correct. It is important. Teresa, listen, it's been a pleasure to enjoy your company.
Thanks,
before I let you go, you've really kind of given me some wonderful kind of clarification and crystallization of the great experiences that Kickoff at Three provide. Do you have any final thoughts or words for those maybe just teaching on their edge, considering getting involved? What would be your final kind of Kickoff at Three pointers?
I would say, don't, even if you're kind of humming and hawing over it, just go for it, because it's kind of the place I was at. I was thinking, we need something to do on a Sunday afternoon, me, my friends and my daughter, what should we do? And I looked at this event and I thought, is it going to be for her? But if there's any kind of inkling that you think this is going to be right for us, right for me, right for my family, right, you've just got to make the move and you won't regret it. You just totally won't regret it. And once you experience it, you'll realise actually what young people are missing out on and the lack of opportunity and the lack of experiences that exist today in our communities for young people. And that is why I would say just experience it, because if anything, it will make you more proactive in trying to seek support within your community for the young people.
Perfect. Great words then, Teresa. Seriously value your time tonight. And, you know, I look forward to this event. Remember, Friday the 9th, which is literally today, is the final day. So as you say, Teresa, if you're umming and ahhing, if you're teetering on the edge, hesitate no more. Check out kickoff at3.co.uk. So much information there, but you will not regret getting involved here. Teresa, thank you so much yet again.
Thanks, Tony.